The NCAA tournament is down to the Sweet 16 with lots of action on tap through the weekend, and it's a Carolina-centric March Madness. On the men's side, four North and South Carolina teams advanced, and three North Carolina women's basketball teams are still in the competition. All of the schools are members of the Atlantic Coast Conference, which has had the most Sweet 16 men's teams of any conference. Charlotte Observer sports writer Langston Wirtz Jr. tells WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn that the ACC's continued success in the tournament is the big story.
All season long, we were told the ACC wasn't a good conference. As recently as February, you know, the talking heads debating that only the top two teams in the league, North Carolina and Duke, should make the tournament. And now you're looking at, you know, four teams advanced out of five to the, you know, the second week. But you got Clemson, you have North Carolina, you have Duke, you have NC State. It's a pretty strong showing by a conference that people were kind of writing off for dead.
Okay, well, let's start with UNC. They are the number one seed, and they're playing Alabama. What do you think the chances are?
Well, I think CBS wants to see a North Carolina-Arizona matchup win. Arizona's number two, and that Arizona's going to play Clemson and Carolina's going to play Alabama. I think the thought is they wanted those two teams to play on Saturday for a right to go to the Final Four. Caleb Love, the former Tar Heels, everybody knows, left after Coach Hubert Davis told me he wasn't sure what his role was going to be. Love famously hit the shot that sent Carolina to the finals and beat Duke in the Final Four a couple years ago in probably the most anticipated game in that big rivalry. Tar Heels are playing really well. They look good against Michigan State. They got down early. They rallied. And then Michigan State came back again, and they put them down again. Mm-hmm. Carolina has all the pieces, Glenn, to really make a national championship run.
And also, Jaren Stevenson, he was recruited by UNC. His mom played for UNC, and everybody thought he was going to go there. Now he's with Alabama, so that will be something to be watching, too, when they play Alabama.
Absolutely. I mean, Jaren Stevenson was, you know, a five-star recruit out of high school, but he just felt like he'd get a chance to play, and the Tar Heels kind of told him he might have to wait a little bit because they had such a, you know, experienced team coming back. And now he gets a shot to play one of the teams he recruited.
Yeah, so that should be a good game. NC State, they have DJ Burns.
Burns trying to make it six, wow. And he does. Burns, turn around. Wow.
He is just taking the country by storm. Everybody is looking at him, and he is a local from Rock Hill.
DJ started his career at Tennessee in 2018, didn't play any games, and he went to Winthrop after that. He played high school at York Prep. He, you know, was a 1,000-point scorer, 1,000-rebound guy. He was Big South freshman of the year at Winthrop, and you know, he's just had a great career there. And then, you know, he's been at NC State for the last 2 years. He was honorable mention All-ACC his first year at NC State. This year, he's the MVP of the tournament. You know, he's a big guy, fun-loving, great smile, great family. He plays musical instruments, Gwen. You know, he's a really fun-loving kid and, you know, kind of one of those guys that the tournament makes a star out of. And, you know, I'm sure he's enjoying that right now.
He's 6'9", and he is a major presence because watching him when they played UNC, it seemed like he just shut them down. And he's been doing that, seems like, and every game they've been playing, and they've won seven straight since the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an amazing run they've had, you know, to win five games in 5 days, to win the ACC tournament. Nobody thought that, you know, they would get to the finals, much less beat North Carolina. But, you know, DJ's had a phenomenal season. He's got great hands, great touch, great spin moves with a big body. Just hard to guard in college. You can just bang you, and then get there. I mean, he's been a big weapon for the Wolfpack, and they shot the ball well around him as well.
Okay, and briefly, Clemson and Duke, they're also in it. What are your thoughts about their chances?
I think Clemson's going to have an uphill road playing Arizona. Clemson wants to slow the ball down and work it into their two big guys. They made a nice little run. I think it probably ends here. Arizona is a team that could win a national championship. I mean, they have everything. They're loaded. Jaden Bradley, a former high school star at Cannon School in Concord, is one of the point guards there. He had a phenomenal game last week to get them here.
Duke
is going to face a Houston team that's allowing only about 58 points a game. You know, they have a star in Jamal Shedd, their point guard. They're not going to be intimidated by the Duke on the front of the jersey, as some teams might be. That's going to be a really tough game.
And let's talk about USC, the Gamecocks, Dawn Staley and her team. They are going to be playing Indiana on Friday. What are your thoughts about USC?
Well, before I go there, I'm just a little surprised the committee has NC State playing women playing Stanford Friday at 7:30. That's like 30 minutes after the men tip off. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. NC State's 29-6, and number 7 Duke beat Ohio State. They're going to play UConn Saturday, but Dawn Staley and South Carolina play Indiana on Friday. I expect a little trouble. I don't think Dawn Staley is going to be sweating too much until the Final Four. She may not be sweating too much until the championship game. The key for South Carolina, just once they get there, is just, you know, not freeze up, continue to play loose, and get the job done. They have the best team in the country. They're undefeated. They have all the momentum. They have the best coach in the country. It's just a matter of getting it done.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add about the prediction?
No, I think March Madness has been great on both sides, the women and the men's side. And, you know, I think some ACC teams are going to be playing in the Final Four on both sides. So it should be a great little run next couple of weeks.
That was WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn speaking to Langston Wirtz Jr., a veteran sports writer for the Charlotte Observer.